May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, all I can say for Zephaniah, especially considering this is kind of a fun week because it's Thanksgiving week, is wow, it sounded so dreadful. But there's a difference between then and now. We have Jesus. And when Larry read 1 Thessalonians, Paul explained it. But you, and that means us, but you, beloved, are not in darkness for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. That's our good news. So then we get to the gospel, which is really intriguing. And I have to say, I'm going to start by saying, in the end, as far as God's concerned, it's the why we do what we do, or the why we don't do what we don't do, that really matters to our God. It's what motivates us, what makes us be and do and think and speak and our whole being, what motivates us into being who we are. So this parable is all about the useless servant, which kind of was actually an analogy of the scribes and the Pharisees, and they knew it. They had so much given to them, privilege, money, resources, education. They had all the good things in life. But they shared, they gave away little in terms of love and nurture, in terms of encouragement, mercy, patience, and forgiveness. They did not make God Almighty accessible to the common person, to just the regular people, those in need, those even oppressed and abused. And that's what they were supposed to do, make God accessible. Now, this may sound like a Stewardship Sunday message, but what we give from our heart is what pleases our God. Our genuine love, our sincere worship, our profound and heartfelt faith, and then our deep care and awareness of those around us. In this church building, when we go to the store, when we go to the hospital, schools, work, just out and about, do we care? Are we aware? And then our honest giving, our cheerful giving, and that not just in money, but of ourselves. All of us are to have a constant awareness of the presence of God that just encircles and wraps us, you know, all in warmth. Now the lazy servant that kind of got in trouble, well, that's exactly what it was. He was lazy. He knew that his master always had growth. He made things happen. And this servant did not do anything. He went and hid the money away. He wasn't trying to help others. He knew he was to make it grow, but he didn't want to take a risk. He didn't want to obey his master. And the thing to remember is that in the parable, the master is God Almighty. And we are to trust that God Almighty knows what I'm capable of, what everyone here is capable of. And we trust in his judgment. We trust in our God. So doing nothing, absolutely doing nothing, is not responsible. It's being safe. It's taking care of ourselves and not risking for the Lord, and we are accountable for all that we do, and we are accountable for all that we don't do. We learn from Jesus in this parable, in this gospel, that God gives each and every one of us gifts, all different. Some we might think, oh, that person has a better gift than me, but that's not true. All of these gifts are important because God gave them to each one of us. All of them are useful in his purpose in life. In all of the gifts that we have, all of the talents that we have, everything who we are is given for the common good. They're not to be selfish gifts that take care of ourselves, but we're to take care of the other person. Be there, have their back. Just care and love and be aware and encourage one another and love one another. I have to say, just a few weeks ago, we had a colic that said being knit together. And that's why that's one of my favorite analogies, because if I think of, actually, Emma from a long time ago, knitting away, and all the colors and the strands, you know, constantly being knit together, all of them. And can you imagine having a big blanket with all the different colors and strands, and then being wrapped in the warmth of that beautiful blanket? Well, each and every one of us is one of those strands, knitted by God, and we're to be knitted into each other's lives inextricably for God's purpose, not for our own. We are to support, encourage, and in love, and to serve our God as best as we can. And he knows what our best is. The knitted blanket, it shows the beauty and the warmth and the reception that we get from our God. All the strands, all the colors, each and every one of us is useful. Each and every one of us is needed. And each and every one of us is loved by our God and encouraged and pushed by the Holy Spirit in us to do what we can do. As individuals and together, we can share the warmth of God, the warmth of Christ, the warmth of the Holy Spirit wherever we go, no matter what. We also learn from Jesus that it's the how we use God's gift that really matters. And God never demands from us what we're not capable of doing. God is there to strengthen us and to support us and love us. But what God does demand, what he does require, is that we love. We learn to love as Christ loved us. So all the gifts are for the common good. It's not a selfish thing. All of our lives are to be lived for Christ, for God, through the Holy Spirit. All we do in our lives is to be done by our love. They really had, going back to the Pharisees and the scribes, they really had so much given to them, and like I said before, they shared very little. All of us, some of us might have more than others, but all of us are here in this building. All of us are our parishioners, friends, and family. All of us have a lot in different ways. So we can share God's love. We can share his mercy. We can share his forgiveness. And we can share his strength in our lives towards others. So our priority, and it's coming up to Advent, but our priority is to think, am I in this for me, or am I in this life for God, to obey him, to love him, and to serve him? That's our challenge. That's what we can decide. What is our priority, and how do we go about loving God and achieving the priority of serving Christ and being like Christ to others? Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the warmth in this church, and I'm not talking about the heat. I'm talking about the friendship and the love. Thank you for the sincere worship that all of us have for you. Thank you for our faith, our determination. And we ask that you help each and every one of us serve you in such a great way that we please you, and that our light, our worth, and our love shows in all that we do, in all that we say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.